Hey girls, Maria Menounos here, author of The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Want to know my best tips and secrets for organization, travel, weight loss, beauty, fashion, and everything else in between? Go to bing.com/Maria and pick up my new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and now streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for RuPaul's Drag Race. Tonight's host is Kenny Harrison. Joining Kenny will be AfterBuzz TV co-hosts Courtney Stewart, Christina Beatty, Cameron Marston, and your boy DJ Jesse Janity. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, Kenny Harrison!
Hello!
Oh, that was loud.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kenny.
How's everyone doing tonight?
Hey, well, there was tears.
Well, we can't hear you.
Crocodile tears a minute ago.
We're awake, and it's 12:30.
Oh, okay. Well, we can't hear you, Courtney, but that's fine.
I'm trying.
Oh, there.
Okay.
So, hi.
Ding! Ding! Here.
Hey.
So, let's just start. Like, we're just going to get right into it. But first, I would like to... I have a book in front of me. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Life. And it's written by our very own Maria Menounos.
Yes. Yay. And it is on sale right now.
Yes, it's on sale. August, April 12th,
wow.
2011.
It is today.
At Bing.com.
Also, Amazon.
Amazon.com.
Okay. Also in your local bookstores.
Yes.
Also, she will sign it for you at multiple locations if you check on Bing.com/Maria.
Okay. Ding! There you go.
And wait, she's is it forward very... slash or backslash?
I don't know. Backslash.
Backslash Maria.
Backslash, forward slash. Tuck slash?
I heard there's a special tip you were going to give us there, Courtney.
She has
the book.
Lots of amazing tips in the book for all of you girls and non-girls. Or
wait.
Wannabe girls.
Well, I was going to say, you got to, you know.
There's wannabe girls in between.
Well, there you go. And those of us who are girls, but we're trapped in men's
bodies.
Exactly.
And you can get the tips all up in there about organization and how to pull your life together when you're on your Blackberries and organizing your life. So it's not just about like how to do your makeup and girly stuff, which is also amazing. There's some great tips in there about that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's business tips.
Got
it. About learning how to really coordinate your life and be CEO of you.
Got it. So all you women out there who just need a little hand, a little guidebook, pick up the book. And also for you guys out there, you want to, you know, help your girl out, your mom, your sister.
You know, take a peek inside the woman's world.
Look at our world.
Oh, yeah. If you just want to get in touch with your feminine side,
get ahead
pick
of
up the
game.
Book. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Life. And it is in stores now. Today.
Right now.
As opposed to...
Go. Get it.
Midnight. Right now. Okay. Yeah. So, RuPaul's Drag Race. Let's get into it. It's episode, 13 now? Exciting. We're down to our final four, you know? And I'm just getting snagged on my sweater. I'll pull it down a little bit.
You're so pretty.
Oh, thank you. There's so much love in here.
You barely got dressed today.
So... let's just get into it. Our final four, we have Yara, Sophia, Alexis Mateo, Raja, and Manila, Lezon. And today's challenge, the mini challenge, was they had to be host of their own shopping channel, which was amazing.
That was great.
It was funny, you know?
RuVC.
Yeah, RuVC. And basically, the girls had to take something out of their personal effects and... sell it to RuPaul. Or
can we just start by saying Ru's prisoner blazer was amazing.
It was great. I loved it.
No, I don't want to talk about
it.
I didn't like it at all.
Like it
was just too much.
It was a little bit dizzying on camera because
right.
of the stripes, but it was cool. Like, and then he had those black skinny pants on.
Well,
so cute.
Well, enough about Ru. We're on to the contestants. Oh, and We're also joined again by our guest co-host, Raymond Alvarado.
He's like, hola.
He's bringing the Latin flavor again tonight.
It's a skinny cow ice cream sandwich over there.
Oh, and by the way,
I wish.
Enough about us, but our fabulous DJ,
Jesse
told us that on we're number one on Amazon.com. Oh. Not Amazon.
iTunes.
Oh.
Can you know where you are, Kenny?
Jesse, I was listening.
Know where you are.
Where am I?
Just know where you are.
Okay.
However, you guys got beat up by Celebrity Apprentice this week, so you guys.
Yes,
gonna...
you'll be.
Because Nene did the boop boop.
Step the market in.
So I don't know where I am right now. So let's just get back into it. So Manila,
then you gotta fake it till you make it, girl.
Well, that's what I'm. Right. I that's the story of my life. Basically, in a nutshell. So, Manila got on stage and she did her little hair can spray
Wait,
thing.
She wasn't at first.
We started with Raja.
But you know what? I wrote down Manila first. So
I don't know why.
Because
Raja
she was
the
top of my list. Exactly.
That's
right. So, my list goes Manila, anyway. Raja, Yara Sophia with a big question mark,
Stop.
And Alexis.
Yeah.
As does mine.
Thank you.
Of course.
Thank
Kenny
you.
Has Raja. Affinity for
okay,
Asian
so I guess
Raja.
I apparently
Raja, because I need to know what the hell that was.
Which one?
It was her.
I can't even
that
understand
was funny.
I didn't understand.
Well, I think because it happened so fast, I didn't get it.
I didn't understand.
I wrote
it was funny.
Nothing down for Raja because I didn't get it at all.
Well, I put down WTF.
It was a. It was.
And
I put WTF too.
It was the gaff.
The gaff.
Raja's
gaff. Hilarious though. It was hilarious.
It's the pocket that holds. It's where the taint is, so it has that smell.
So it's really? The fragrance. Okay, then I was on the right track. That's what I thought it was, but I just wasn't sure.
So, yeah.
But she was funny.
It was funny.
It was comedy.
And the glasses.
It was confusing.
She's hilarious.
But funny. You're right. So.
And she, like, shoved it on her face. And like, eating
and
it. It was great.
I forget what she said, but it cost a certain amount of dollars plus, like, other, like, things.
Like, goats.
Yes. Yeah. Which was hilarious. So that was good. And then I guess Manila went after her.
Manila's is boring.
I loved hers.
It was
all right until she did, and you get the special gift with purchases. The travel cap.
That was money.
Man Isla. It's called Man Isla.
That was money.
That was
great.
Funny.
And then, I'm sorry. Yeah, Sophia, I just have a question mark.
Papiton.
Papiton.
What the hell
Papiton.
Was that?
I'm yeah.
Yeah.
Papiton.
Okay, by the way, I'm going to say that I didn't understand a word that she said in the entire
at all.
Freaking episode.
Kenny, don't be dramatic.
100 payments. Of a dollar.
No,
of
but
a dollar.
You know what?
We understood that clearly.
That's all, though.
I need, you know, subtitle, please.
Papiton.
Like, seriously?
That's why I'm here.
Well, our resident Latino translator.
Why is it a quote, Latino?
Because it's a no comment.
He's not a
we love
Latino.
Raymond. We love Raymond to death, but he was born Latino.
Oh.
As opposed to?
Okay, so Alexis Mateo, she, of course, sold her hips.
Ooh, we the body padding.
Her body looked really good to me in that.
You know, as a
no.
full as a full-figured woman, yes.
Well, no, I thought she actually looked, like, slimmer in
this is
that
coming
than
from,
she usually does.
This is coming from Fat Burger.
No, I'm with you, Courtney. Okay. I thought she looked good.
She looked better than she
the
ever...
whole show, that's how she. That's the best she looked the whole
yeah.
show.
Because every other time she looks
and she didn't say bam.
And the booty's all, yeah.
She just doesn't wear with a confident walk, you know?
Not being a full-figured woman myself, I think that she looked a little frumpy.
The only thing I wrote was
that's
boring and fat somewhere, but it's on there.
I wrote hips and in parentheses
well,
sucked.
I thought the pads looked like mushed
suit.
Up cornbread. It looked kind of weird, and she said they were like homemade, and she sprayed them herself.
It is.
And they looked sweated out.
I'll tell you,
out, or,
this is a drag secret. Well, not everybody's secret. When you're missing your cushions back home off your sofa, it's because the drag queens steal them. They actually cut up sofa cushions, and
that's
just used for their padding.
It's all coming together
with sofa cushions.
Interesting.
It all makes sense.
Well, who cares?
She should have used her signature, bam, you know, bam.
Which she didn't say at one.
She didn't.
Not
yeah.
once.
She's off her game. And
well, she,
you know.
Well, she had the whole breakdown. We'll get to that later. Yada Sophia wins the mini challenge.
Boo.
And
yay,
I didn't understand a word
I didn't even understand what that thing was.
It's a clip-in hairpiece. Why is that confusing?
I was actually, I almost fell out of the chair when he pulled that out of the box because I could have sworn Manila was going to win.
Oh, please. It's hairspray. It was boring.
It was, no, well, the whole, I...
And then Yara took her wig, was like, you can clean a table, and you scrub your body, and you clean a body. We drag, we all drag queens. It was great.
Moving
Yara was
along.
Way more entertaining.
Whatever.
It was great.
So she won, and the main challenge was called Make That Money Ball. And basically, the queens had to come up with three different looks. The three different looks being swimsuit, body, beautiful. Cocktail attire after five and evening gown
eleganza,
which we need a RuPaul's handbook to understand, you know, her verbiage.
What's
that a
wrong
word?
With eleganza?
What the hell is that?
Extravaganza. Oh. Eleganza.
Only drag queens would know this term. So moving right along.
Don't hate.
So as the winner, you are fabulous.
Thanks.
By the way, as a winner.
And I just noticed I'm getting a little shimmer.
I had shimmer for Dancing with the Stars that pretty much faded off.
It's not faded.
No, it's not faded at all.
I need my shades right now.
Gotta keep it glittery.
Oh, Courtney, you're shot. You're a shining star.
But the lips are juicy.
I wore shiny shoes, and I can't get rid of the juicy lips.
Do it, girl.
Those are beautiful lips. We don't even worry about it.
Oh. Keep it in check. Her boyfriend's outside.
By the way,
he's in a duck-induced coma right now.
The itis.
We all love AJ. AJ is probably the most supportive significant other.
Yeah.
And you know, he drove all the way up here. He came. He offered me duck before the show while they were doing Dance with the Stars, and he walked in with his sleeping bag. I was like, "Oh, you are in for a long night, my friend." But he's a terrific guy. So back to the show. Yara Sofia got to have an extra wad of cash,
million.
Yeah, RuPaul million.
No ducks were harmed in the recording of this audio.
No, they were just eaten.
No, they were just eaten, and they were quite tasty. This is my first time. I just have like random things like Yara and her glue gun. Yeah.
When she like burned herself on the floor
But that's the thing, is like I didn't understand what she was saying.
Can you let it go?
That is so
You know what? This is gonna haunt me.
Haunting.
Well, it doesn't have to haunt you anymore.
But whatever. And then Alexis and her negativity. Okay, so she completely had a breakdown.
Wait, what? Go back to so let's go back. Manila's sewing machine. Okay, did anybody notice?
No.
On Manila, we're going to revisit. Yeah, we're going to visit Kai Kai. So, Kai Kai.
If you guys watched Untucked. Yes.
After last week's episode, Raja actually used Kai Kai, and that's when two drag queens date each other. Mm-hmm. So, on Manila's sewing machine is the actual picture of Sahara Davenport.
Yeah, I saw that.
Not as a boy, but in full drag.
Yeah.
So, even knowing the concept and understanding what it means, for me, I wrote, that's gay full circle. It's like lesbians with strap-ons built in.
Oh,
that is Kai Kai Shibugi. It just bothers me. You know, she's sewing and she has a picture of Sahara as a girl. I don't know. It just didn't make
sense. And ladies and gentlemen, we have our special topics for tonight.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's great because I didn't have one prepared. And thank you, Cameron.
Ooh.
This is why we have co-hosts.
My bad.
But no, I did see that, but I didn't.
I had wings.
I didn't know who she was, but I saw the picture.
Did you see last season?
Last season,
Sahara Davenport, when she came on the show, she explained to everybody that she has a boyfriend that does drag. But a lot of us didn't know who that person was until this season when Manila got on the show.
There,
so they're a couple. They quote unquote don't have sex in drag. They dress up and it's very, you know what? I find it very fascinating because of the situation. We'll table that until
I just wanted
topics
to bring that up.
All right.
So Alexis Mateo has her breakdown.
Dun, dun, dun.
She just completely like you know, she would do what any normal queen would do and just completely spaz out for attention. That's what I think that's what happened.
Ay, mija.
Yeah,
¿cuál
but
es
she
problema?
Hypes herself up before she breaks down. She's like, I have the perfect body. I don't know what, I don't care what the judges think. And then she walks out.
Right.
This is bougie.
Language.
And then she just stormed out. The door.
Yeah, and she stormed out. She closed
and
the door.
She left all her stuff, so you know she went out.
Okay. Well, that was the thing. She packed her stuff and then she walked out without it.
Yeah.
So I already knew that she, you know, was gonna come back.
I like that Yada talked to her and they had their.
Oh my God, Kenny, you have so much foresight to. Oh.
Well, when you watch these shows long enough, and you also know that like when. You know, one character is like, oh, I have the best dress. I'm going to do this. And the judges are going to love it. They're the ones that are going to get sent home. So that's how I knew, like, from the beginning of the episode that Yada was going to be going home.
She's definitely not alone in this episode. She's not the only one that broke down.
Oh, Raja did have
a Christina,
mini.
Oh, Christina, hi.
Hi, Christina. Christina was missing in action last week. Yeah. Welcome back, Christina.
Thank you so much, darling. Thank you.
So you going out.
Oh, my hand. You cut my hand.
Christina has these long, sharp fingernails. They're fascinating. We were talking about it earlier before the show. But no one can see them because we're not on. Yeah.
So move on, Kenny. Move on.
So Yada, Raja also had a little mini breakdown, too. But you know what? It was just for dramatic effect, in my opinion. But I mean, like, who cares about Raja and her breakdown?
I care about Raja.
And her gastric bypass.
That's right, of course.
That was hilarious.
Exactly
probably.
Where I was going.
I have that written down later. Yeah. I have Raja plus 75,000 equal gastric bypass.
Get it, girl.
Which was hilarious.
I feel like a glamour workshop worker.
Yeah.
And Manila says, that's because you're Asian, girl.
Yeah. There were a lot of rips. That's why I like the show, because they rip on each other, and it's just...
Oh, Kenny, you finally learned how to use rips right. Oh, I'm so proud.
And not in reference to...
Kenny's my surrogate drag daughter.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. So Alexis freaks out. She comes back. I wrote down, I do not understand Yada for like the fifth time.
Oh, that was the comment where she goes, well. I walk by, stay fabulous.
Who? She what? She what? Say that again.
She said, I'm walk by, stay fabulous.
Oh, I'm
and
I'm
still don't understand that.
Subtitle.
I'm
subtitle.
Broke, but I stay fabulous.
Okay.
Right. She doesn't have enough testosterone.
So they're in the workshop and they're, you know, frantically making their dresses, and then they get to the main stage and RuPaul comes out and I wrote down blue Christmas tree and then I put dot C Stewart.
Yeah. It looked like a blue Christmas tree.
Yeah.
I wrote down Smurf Christmas tree.
I think everyone were like, and I leaned over to Cameron and I was like, what do you think about this dress? And he was like,
yeah. Oh, nature's.
Mary.
So,
Mary.
Dolly Parton.
Okay.
Disco mermaid.
Disco mermaid. So the guest judges tonight were my favorite LaToya Jackson.
Love the bubbles. Oh,
I love
so
her.
So bubbly.
I love LaToya.
Love
she's probably
her.
My favorite Jackson of all time.
No, she's just so sweet.
And then some.
And
what'd you say, Kenny? Well, I said not quite Janet, and you said what?
Not quite Rebe Jackson either. I love LaToya Jackson, and because I'm a fan of
she crazy,
Celebrity
she
Apprentice,
be.
And I. Sidebar, they were ripping or Nene or Nini or whatever her name is. Boop, she was ripping on her
last night. Yeah.
Well, not even last night, but the week before that. And Marley Matten, too, they ripped on her. And LaToya was like, you know what? I'm going to step it up. Kind of.
Good thing Marley didn't hear it.
Oh,
I'm sure she would say the same thing.
Oh, my God. I love Marley Matten.
I love Marley Matten, too.
Damn.
All right, so, but we're okay, so back on track.
Wait, have you ever met a deaf drag queen? They can rip, trust me.
No.
And rip you in sign and then have somebody translate for you. And then when you rip back, the first thing, I can't hear you.
That's just wrong. God. For all our hearing impaired listeners.
The views expressed herein are those of the host. Not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
But then again, I thought about what I just.
Yeah.
And then I thought about what I just said.
Oh my God. They might be
sucker.
So my big toe is in my mouth right now. Okay, so moving on. Gigi LaVonge Grazier.
And we're all like, who hell is this bitch?
I wrote Ranger. I was like,
it's Grazier. You're tipsy. It's fine.
No, I'm
go,
good.
Go Power Ranger.
I corrected myself.
Oh, did you really? Okay, that's fine. And then Her Majesty Mike Ruiz was one of the judges.
Hey!
I'm just saying.
Yeah, back off.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. He was there. And
very unattractive shirt.
Yeah. Loved him on the air.
Very Pocahontas. Very Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Very gay and very
snooty.
So anyway, so the main stage, the girls got up there with their little swimsuits, and they did an opening number, which was led by Yara Sofia, because she won the mini challenge. And it was a lip sync to Just Wanna Dance by LaToya Jackson.
Which I couldn't even hear, by the way.
I've never heard the song before.
And apparently neither did LaToya.
Well, And Raja, because she didn't lip sync not a word. I watched. Like everyone else. She didn't, you know. It was cute. You know, they got up there, they did their thing. And then they went to the cocktail dress, which was... All four of the cocktail dresses were bleh. They were just...
Wait, are we going to break down the bathing suits or what? Are you just going to skip over that? Like, it's not a big deal?
What are you doing?
Okay, I'm running this now.
What are you doing?
Only because I didn't really get to see...
That's because you are not paying attention.
Alexis.
You need to stay out of the grape juice.
Grape juice? Mm-hmm. I had grape juice, exactly. Mm-hmm. Viewers, Welch's grape
juice. Come on, Courtney.
Was it purple Kool-Aid?
Why are you trying to rang on me right
now?
I'm
just asking why we're not.
We have
talking
the number
about
one show on iTunes.
Because I really want to talk about the bathing suits.
Can't we all just get along? Okay, you want to talk about the freaking bathing suits? Or the bathing suits?
Can you say bathing suits?
Bathing suits.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
All right.
Okay. Which ones do you want to talk about?
Manila's.
Manila. Manila's was cute.
Manila was the only one that was cute.
I have nothing down for Manila.
Because we didn't really see it towards until
exactly
the end.
But, that's why
but
I
we
was,
saw it, Kenny.
But
it
was I, so that, this quick. Is why I was going quick. To. Who's running this show?
Clearly not you.
I'm just saying.
Courtney, how dare you take it away from him?
I didn't. You did. It was your fault. I was following your lead.
She's got glitter going on, so she can't do any wrong tonight, I'm as glittering. Far as I'm concerned.
Well, we're on it. So Manila, yeah, Manila's was cute.
It was cute. All I saw was the back of it. So yay for Manila. And then, I mean,
you have to talk about Yara when she did her booty bounce and bikini. That was
she
so
dropped it low. Great. She sure did.
That was
obviously. Are we watching the same show? Because I didn't see that at all.
Because you were so angry about not being able to understand her that you kept holding on to that
you
anger.
Like
you couldn't
so
see past
like,
the anger.
Like, seriously, I didn't...
Did
I don't,
how could you not see
I did,
that?
I,
Raja
would
was
you
definitely
really?
Having a little problem with that choreography.
Raja didn't have
well,
a little
she
problem.
Doesn't strike me as a dancer or as
who?
A
who?
Raja.
Who? Oh.
Yeah, she doesn't strike me as someone who...
Okay, can... name a model that you know that can dance.
Okay.
Raja is a gazelle.
Really? Moving along, the only other one that I recognize or that I remember was Alexis Mateo because she had the hips to there.
Sunshine. Bam. No.
But she, you know what? I liked her hair. Someone made a comment about the whole, I'm glad she left Ike at home because Tina turned her hair was off. It was hilarious. It was hilarious. Any more, anything else on the swimsuits?
Nope.
Can I move on?
No.
Okay. Moving along.
Well, no, I just want to say, everybody makes comment about how sick Carmen's body was. Yara Sofia has sick
body.
Fantastic body. Sick body. The only difference is that Yara probably has that whole, what is it, Apollo's belt? She's cut.
What does that
but
mean?
But her body is sick.
What does that
the
mean?
The pelvic muscles at the edge?
Right there.
Oh, the drain? What
also
do you call
known that? As cum gutters.
Yes. Can you say that, Jessica? Can you say that?
Oh, my God.
No? Oh.
You can say whatever you want.
Mom, I do apologize
even
for what Raymond
I was
just
taken
said.
Aback
back. We was on Dancing with the Stars talking about nut cracking and holes.
Okay.
This is Blue Pop Podcast.
Okay. We're winning up in here now.
We were talking about ballet. We were not talking about gutters where man shoes fall.
Yeah, and then on Celebrity Apprentice, we were talking about Gary Busey's balls.
That's like
in
hairy old man balls. When you start talking about fluids, you take it to another level. And
what's
that,
the difference?
Dude.
And by the way, being the expert on old man balls. Next subject. We're moving along.
He is not kidding. He is not kidding
at all.
We're moving along. Fire. So the cocktail dress. Yada Sophia came out with her whatever, and I put not cute.
Why is it a whatever?
I loved it.
I thought it was like, cute, bam, but they did they kind of hit and they said femme noir. It was kind of dark. Somber. It was a little bit somber, but yes. It was well put together. It was clean.
I agree.
She's very good with a glue gun,
but not
She's
very
like,
good
only
with
one
English.
Left.
Not very good with English.
Oh,
okay. My favorite, Manila, came out with her disco, which I absolutely love.
Totally skipped over Alexis.
What did I say? I wrote down the names as they came
Courtney,
to me.
Courtney, let's just go with him.
Yeah. Who's running the show? Courtney?
Apparently,
you had slightly less how many capable. Shows do you run? Okay, can I have one show out of like the 13 that you
This
like,
just sounds like middle child syndrome.
So angry.
I am a middle child.
Exactly.
So am I. And I don't act like you.
Whatever.
I have self-control.
Don't start.
Anyway, go on.
There's nothing between us but dare and opportunity.
Because female middle child trumps male middle child. That's why.
Way more.
Whatever.
Don't whatever me.
Manila and her disco.
Unless the male's tucked.
By the way, I'm not tucked right now. Let me just say that for the record.
No gaff tonight?
No gaff. However, sometimes it happens on its own.
Okay.
Like when I'm sitting.
Here we go again.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Manila.
Disco. Great. I loved it.
I wrote cute Studios 50, 54.
Oh. It actually was my favorite.
Yeah, it was great.
It was the most wearable.
It was cute, but I didn't think it was enough.
She had a nice outfit, but y'all, what did you think about her walk?
Manila's or Yara's?
No, well, I'm Yara just every week, but Manila's this week. It didn't stand up to anybody.
Well, it's just very erratic. Yeah,
I don't know what kind. It looked like
it wasn't
a chicken.
A runway walk.
Well, that's what
like
I'm saying.
Bouncing.
It's very erratic. It's very. She's not. She's no Raja.
Well, she's taking us back to her homeland. Okay. Jesse.
What are y'all drinking in those cups? Cause
I have grapefruit.
Apparently, I
have wings.
Didn't get none of that.
I have diet wings.
Monster.
I've got Arrowhead.
You're plugging everything here tonight.
Exactly. I know. Are we getting paid for that? No.
But it smells kind of good. No. I'm like,
Chicken adobo.
So next on my list was Alexis Mateo. And I think someone said two canned hams fighting for a position. That was hilarious.
That was your visage that said that.
Versage.
But you know, that's she stole that.
I know. But it was it was very appropriate.
Absolutely.
Why are they so mean to her?
Because you know what? Why is she
the
patting?
Energy you put out, the energy you get back.
Is she mean?
But she's not mean. She just why she has the hips already. Why is she patting them? You know what I mean?
Because the hips don't lie,
still
Kenny.
Kind of square. So
well, square as in
more,
like
womanly. She's trying to make them softer.
Really?
Look more
what happens is they end up making it's like when they get too much work done on their faces, they end up making themselves look like caricatures, and it's just out. It's
well,
other world.
You know
it's otherworldly.
I
Kenny.
Even wrote down like later that like she still looks like a man after the evening gown. She still looked manly. Like she walked see, when she came
now
out.
Now you're trying to draw blood, Kenny.
Well, I don't really like her.
Oh.
Neither do I. I don't really care.
Oh, exactly. So why are you defending her? Okay.
Silence.
He's
exactly.
being the voice of reason.
Okay. There is no voice of reason. You are the closest thing we have to voice of reason here, Jesse.
He is honest.
Really? Because everyone sitting at this table, Christina's sweet. We love Christina. But aside
you think
from
I'm sweet?
Yes.
Thank you.
I guess the claws didn't come out yet, huh?
Not yet.
Yeah. She's there. Really quiet. Yeah, they are there.
Hey.
No, I'm just saying. moving along, people. Moving along. Let's move along. Yeah. And then Raja was last. And I put down not looking that
not
hot.
Enough.
That was ugly.
Just not enough.
Yeah,
it was just...
Not enough va-va.
Oh, and the hat was just...
I wrote down, happy birthday, flight attendant.
Totally. Gwyneth Paltrow in the flight attendant movie.
Yeah.
That was totally her.
Was it not up in the air, but what was it called? View from the top or something like that? What was the name of it?
I think we have lives, so we don't watch that much DVD.
Well, you know what? I watch a lot of movies because...
And we speak of the English.
Okay. I'm just going to ignore that comment. I don't have anything because I'm up here and you're down here.
Oh, man.
You're like LaToya.
Yes, exactly. I'm LaToya and you're like Reggie Jackson, whoever.
You're mean.
He's not even really a part of that family, but whatever. So the evening gown... Yada. Mm. I said too much. It was just, what the? What was that? You know? Like, really?
Raja looked like a piñata tonight.
Yada.
Just say it.
Yada looked like a piñata.
No, Yada looks like Yara. Yada looked very
Well, and this is the thing, is like, she looked a mess, but she was like, oh, the judges are going to love that, blah, 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 and I don't speak English, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, really?
Of all the judges, even LaToya said she looked busy.
Yeah.
And we all know LaToya is busy.
That's why I love LaToya. I love her. And then Alexis came out, again, WTF, question mark. And then something about a mermaid. I just wrote down mermaid. I don't know why.
Mermaid meets Little Kim.
Oh, yeah.
Which was hilarious. I thought it was funny. Manila.
Little Kim's an enigma in herself. That's just like, oh.
She's special. But she's not.
I remember she used to be like a guest judge. Oh, sorry. I'm just totally.
Yeah, this is like, sidebar. Let's go back to.
Pussycat Doll,
Manila, who I put down cute. I really liked her dress.
She was my favorite.
Crimpled tips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it worked. She made it work. You know, she said she took the time, she glued everything together, and it worked.
For those listeners that haven't been to a drag show, that's basically how they make their money. People go up and they either hand them their dollar bills or they crumple them up and bean them with them. You know? Basically, that's what it looks like. It's like crumbled dollar bills. So it makes perfect sense.
And she incorporated that in what's the word I'm looking for?
Incorporated.
Thank you, Courtney.
And the best thing about a drag show is the person that gets hired to pick up their tips for them for some reason or another. It's like some leftover
usually that person is me. Because
yes, again, a leftover lesbian.
Exactly. Because, you know, for every $10 that I pick up, I'm keeping at least $5. So moving right along, Raja came out in her 30s inspired dress. You know,
good way to make a living.
They, you know, the judges loved it. I wasn't too thrilled about it. Her walk.
It was over.
She looked like Tin Man fierce. Tonight.
Her walk is always fierce, of course.
Mm. All the queens back home say, "Over, Mary."
Yeah, I didn't understand like the hat. She kept the hat. I was just like.
It was a different hat, Kenny.
Was it a different hat?
You don't pay attention to detail, do you?
You're ridiculous. I like the hat.
All you see is, does he have gray hair? That's all you see.
Moving along.
Not old enough. Pension plan.
Cha-ching!
No, I'm actually checking. I'm actually checking his breathing pattern. Because if there's a stutter in the breathing pattern, then it's all good.
He has a slight arrhythmia.
Yeah. Because if it pauses for at least 2 seconds,
I'm in.
Cha-ching.
I'm his wingman.
So,
okay.
Our
Raja's dress was sick. It was shredded.
I didn't know
what. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was sick.
It had meaning. It was movement. It was creative. It looked like feathers. It was like a pinata.
If she could, Kenny, she would have snapped her fingers to the ground like the court you walk on. You know, so it's sick, Mary.
Her walk was sick, but the dress, I was just like, okay.
The walk was sick.
And again, we had this discussion. Kenny's sense of style is not.
I am dressed really. Okay. I am really
what is
hot
wrong
right
with,
now.
What is
exactly.
wrong with open toes?
Say it. What is he wearing?
Shower shoes.
I am totally.
Are they Adidas? What are they?
Those are the gym
shoes. Exactly.
Who said open toed shoes?
They are totally Adidas. You know what? I am freaking fly right now.
No.
Yes,
What are those? Tell them.
Do it like you mean it.
Adidas sandals. Those are the sandals you wear just so you don't get foot fungus at the gym.
That is like castaway, like getting ready to float off.
I am fly, viewers.
And then a
listeners,
hat
I am fly.
And a gray sweatshirt.
I am fly.
Are those basketball shorts? What is.
These
track
are
pants with
tearaway sweatpants from the 90s.
He's ready for any given situation.
Are those black and red and then you got on a gray
sweatshirt?
He's been
pretending to play basketball for the last 3 months.
Oh my God.
Do you want to see what's underneath this sweatshirt?
No, honey.
It's tucked.
No. I
do it
and breathe out.
Always. I don't come to the show.
Get you some yarn on.
You have been
first of all,
red, Kenny. You have
one,
been
two,
red.
Three, four, and I see you in there last minute, Jesse. 5. Y'all better back up off me.
Love you.
Because I am fly right now.
flying where?
I am not flying anywhere. I'm sitting right here. I'm flying.
Floating. Back up off nothing. Jesse, you got control of that mic. Whatever. Turn his mic off.
Whatever.
He's confused.
I'm not confused.
Well, okay, come on, okay, back on track. Come on, Kenny.
Critiques, Yada, Sophia, no one liked her. Alexis, yet again, they were like, whatever.
Hanging on by a thread?
They, yeah, basically. Because that's what she is. I don't even think she should be in the competition at this point.
Who?
Alexis Mateo.
Oh.
So.
Exactly.
Manila. They loved Manila. They thought she was good.
She's
you know?
My favorite.
Yeah.
Love her. She's so funky.
Kenny.
And then Raja, I put Pointer Sister. Who said that?
Oh. Okay. By the way, it was funny, but I don't get it.
I don't get it. I think it was.
The funny part was that a sister of a famous black family also said that
about another family.
Girl.
And the Pointer Sisters. I mean, that wasn't. A Pointer
I just saw them a couple months ago. They flew out on us. They still look good for their age.
But one of them passed away, didn't?
I don't. Well, I think one only of two did. Of them were flying. So
So I think
I don't know. I don't want to assume.
I think one. And
my
of them
apologies
did pass away.
To Catherine McPhee. I'm sorry. I know you didn't have a baby. My bad.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I said she was pregnant or something. I thought no, no, wrong. Whoopsie.
Yeah,
whoopsie.
Pregnant.
Oh, okay, great. So they were all. I felt like I was in a beauty pageant. They were all given the question, "Why should you be the next America's next top?" Drag superstar.
Because I'm so broke.
I'm so broke.
I almost fell out of my chair.
I had an American dream. Oh, my gosh.
I think the first show
honor,
I did, Jesse.
Respect and proud.
Jesse's comment was the best. You made a reference to the Broadway show. What was it? Carmen? And you're like, no, Coming to America or something like that. That was the best for me. But I'll always think of Yara with that. Like, Coming to America.
It was awful. And as funny as it was, I was like, this is so inappropriate.
What?
Her answer.
It's inappropriate.
Because I'm broke.
It is. She's honest.
Well, yeah.
I need $70,000.
And then, Alexis went next.
To move to the States.
And
so I can learn other English.
And I put rehearsed for hers. It just felt like, yeah. Because it seemed like, because, you know, okay.
She's done a pageant or two.
Exactly. Being in the pageant, when someone asks you a question, and I said ask, not X. When someone asks you a question, you repeat. You repeat.
Subconscious, Kenny.
Y'all, once again, y'all better back up off
y'all
me.
Y'all better back up off of
y'all
me.
Be, y'all
crazy. South Carolina about to come out.
I'm going to untuck and I'm going to unleash on y'all.
My
Ross,
what is it?
He's going to hand out citation.
No, the first thing they teach you, and being Mr. W.J. Keenan, 1998.
Thank you.
Back in high school.
Obscure reference.
When they,
what?
80?
No one needed to hear that.
Right. I am the host of the show. I was the king of my high school back in 1998.
1978.
And the one thing they teach you when you're in a pageant, when someone asks you a question,
is never to enter a pageant.
Is
no,
this a king or a queen.
King.
And there was no pageant involved, Kenny. You got voted there.
No. It was a pageant. It was voted on by judges. We had a judge.
Wow, you started early.
Where were
we
you?
We came out. This is high school, Columbia, South
with
Carolina.
The
and they had a king.
We
pageant.
Had a king and queen. It was the Mr. and Mrs. W.J. Keenan. Mr. and Mrs. W.J. Keenan, king and queen.
So
pageant.
You had a Mrs. Did you
and
compete
we had a Miss.
Together?
No,
you...
we competed separately.
Okay. Did you have to wear a bathing suit?
No bathing suit. But we came out,
I
you know.
One thing to say.
better work.
And we all, you know, the
we're
girl.
We're waiting for you to work. We're waiting.
No one's watching.
I'm watching.
Who cares about
Do
what
it.
You guys are doing? No. Anyway. So the girls came out in gowns, and basically you came out, just real quick, you came out, you introduced yourself. Damn it,
make
I won.
To the camera,
and by the way,
make love to the camera, Kenny.
Let's just say, and it was every grade level. It was Mr. Freshman, Mr. Sophomore. Oh my God, really?
Do your little
snap. It don't matter what you do, baby.
I quit. Where's my pocket?
Just keep it moving, boo-boo.
You are not a quitter.
Anyway, I won the damn contest, all right? Shit. I mean, shoot. And I won Mr. Sophomore.
Okay, you ripped on Courtney for inappropriate language.
I'm mad.
12 angry men. I'm mad, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
I'm an angry Southern boy. Oh, I'm mad about it, y'all.
That director of that movie passed away this past weekend.
What movie?
12 Angry Men.
Yeah. What's his name? Who's on?
Sydney. Jesse, I'll look it up. And we saw The Wiz. He directed The Wiz, and we saw the sing-along.
Sydney Lumet, that's what it is.
So, rest in peace, Sydney.
That was really random.
It was. But I said, you know, I made the 12 Angry Men comment.
But Courtney, we're all connected.
Where the hell was I? Okay, Manila.
Your stupid pageant.
Oh, so I won the pageant. And I won the pageant. And the first thing they tell you is whenever they ask you a question, you say the question and then you repeat it once more and then you give your answer. So there.
And so you think Alexis did
and
that.
And that's exactly, I'm glad you brought me back because I forgot while
I said it. I figured as much. You were reaching.
She's a drag queen. That's how they make money. They enter pageants to get titles and they win money.
Okay, so hers was rehearsed. And Manila.
Boring.
Boring.
You didn't like Manila's?
Boring.
No.
I carry a message of love.
Too real.
For all the young men.
Manila's was very, I said sentimental answer. I liked her answer.
But you didn't like Alexis?
No.
Baby tooth.
It's a spinner dolphin tooth. It's just spinning all the way up.
Really?
Sorry.
We're trying to get these lovely ladies on the show, and they will never come to the show. If you rip
no
them,
spinner dolphins were harmed in the recording of this audio.
This is out of control. I need okay. My job is to move this along, so we're moving along. Raja, she brought on the tears, as to be expected. You know, that doesn't work for me. It doesn't work on me. I love Raja.
Girl.
Whatever. So, and then, you know,
she her basically
thing
had
was,
the same answer as
yeah,
Manila.
She, yeah, yeah. And it was
same
just like.
Same exact answer.
And who, what? It,
and she threw in the power.
Wait,
what are you talking about?
We're
wait,
talking about
back it up.
Answer.
Hell no. I'm going to
no,
shoot
no, no,
you.
No.
With a Clorox-filled water gun.
Oh,
and make your eyes
in your eyes exactly
her rest. Answer was
it burns.
She wanted a legacy for yeah. little boys
all and I want to say all and so wait I want
the
I want
power
just,
of fuck wah! You
stole my line.
Line got you
stole my line
fuck
the
you.
Power
Ling?
Of F you
F you
the power
language
of
fuck you.
You
that's right
thank
can,
you Jesse
can you beep. Shut down their microphone
it
Jesse,
is appropriate
thank
no, it
you
is it is a reference
thank
to
you
the
reference Kenny
repeated directly from RuPaul
that was
the bottom
theme.
Two bottom
Kenny
two
in order to be successful you have to have a gimmick and she was smart that's a gimmick ploy right there the power of F you
bottom two, moving along, because I will not
because
condone this
that is your legacy, Kenny. Talk about you and Raymond are
not
connected in volleyball. That is you all the time. What happens when you spike the ball and you make a kill or you block somebody? What happens when you land on the ground?
I toss my
you
hair.
You toss exactly. That non-existent hair.
And that's the fact. And let me see you do a tip. Without breaking your back.
This is the song Kenny likes to dance to after
and
he.
That's the you ready, bitch?
Makes it work.
You like the Vogue, and that's a fact. And let me see you do it.
I love it.
Breaking your back. Vogue for me. Vogue for me.
I love it. Oh Jesse, you know me too well, and I just met you not too long ago. So the bottom two was Alexis and Yada Sophia, and I'm not surprised because they deserve to be in the bottom two, and I wish they would have sent both of them home.
Showed in.
However, I only have half my wish granted. Yada got up there and she just got all emotional for God knows so. Who understands why. Oh, and they sang
because she's broke.
But seriously, like she first of all, she started off horribly.
She doesn't speak the language. What is she doing?
She doesn't speak the English.
Not only that, it's like but your job as a drag queen is to perform. And she got up there.
You're way too serious. Her job as a drag queen.
Damn right.
This is not a career.
Damn right.
I doubt it.
Well, those girls, and I was, you know, they get up there and they make money. They get up there. I was at Mickey's last week.
Bet you wishing you didn't invite me to be on this show, huh, Kenny? Yeah.
I want to shut off all their microphones right now. I'm just complete. Christina, I love you. Only. You're more than welcome to stay, but the rest of these bitches off. Can just get out right now.
You know, Christina.
Anyway.
You
don't rip
it.
On Christina.
Ow.
Because I love her. So, the winner, Manila, she won the challenge.
Manila.
And they didn't even, like, RuPaul didn't, like, make it, like, a big thing. That she singled out Manila and Raja right away.
Yeah.
So she was like, Manila.
Why are you talking like that?
Because I love talking about my hands, and I'm just hoping something spectacular is going to come out of it.
Expectacular?
Expectacular.
Speaking hands are happy.
It's for the Latinas.
I can totally do my dance to this right now, by the way. So Alexis wins. Yara Sofia sachets away. And then that was the end of the episode. And now we're going to vote secretly to ourselves.
Are we going to what?
We're going to vote.
Oh.
Now.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your English.
I don't come with subtitles, okay? So that was the end of the episode.
Because you don't come at all.
It was a great episode. No common.
It was not a great episode.
I thought it was good.
I'm very depressed.
Why are you depressed?
It's hard to follow last week.
Because the last person went home. Yara is amazing. She's the most entertaining person on there, even though she totally doesn't deserve
to
win.
She gave up, though.
She sure did.
But that's why it
hurt.
Well,
so did Alexis. Alexis gave up and like left the room.
And she'll be going home next week.
She gave up mid, like,
but
episode.
Like that, but it was pain. You didn't feel pain.
No, I didn't feel crap from her.
She stripped down to her
she
time.
Gave
and, I wrote that down, too. What is with
she
the
sure
drag
did.
Queens when they lip-sync for their life? Why do they have to take their
well,
clothes off?
Well, because she didn't know what else to
drug
do.
Drug that train. So
really?
Sad.
She didn't
I'm
know what else to
right
do.
I'm over that.
She was done. It wasn't like Carmen's last week. Like, bitch,
she
I'm going to get naked.
That
I can
pieces
beat
on.
You in naked.
That will always be embedded in my...
Kenny, you've completely lost control of this show. And
no, no, no. We're having a discussion here.
I'm just saying that I'm sad because I think Yara is funny and amazing, and I didn't want her to go, especially not before Alexis.
But honestly,
well,
Yara came out with that beginning face when she started to lip sync, you had to have known it.
Yeah, I was just like, are you kidding me?
She had that Britney face on her.
She should have known better. She should have let.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
That's
I'm
another
so sorry.
Rip on Britney Spears.
But she could have played it off. Like, when she started taking off the dress and got all emotional, because it would have fit with the song, but she wouldn't play it off, even if she couldn't sing it. She just...
Even Nina Flowers, you know, she was smart. She was the most congenial person. I loved her. Great.
Me too.
Great competitor. But she didn't go out... Esha Balanda. She shouldn't have helped Alexis Mateo. She's going to drown. Let her drown.
But that's,
you're in
that,
a competition
a spirit,
for 75,000. And you broke. You said you broke, right?
Cameron, if you were in a competition with me and you were like by the wayside, I would definitely pick you up.
Yeah, right. You told us.
First of all, wait. No. Don't.
As heavy as you are, I would have picked you up.
No, negative. Because I teach all you guys, when you need help, you ask for help.
Whatever. And on that note, we are going. I'm going to throw it to a commercial because this is getting out of control.
Over.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig
will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
And we're back.
Oh, we're back.
Welcome back. And again, I want to plug the Every Girl's Guide to Life, Maria Menounos' book. That'll be our special topics. Quick special topic. Her book. Pick it up. Amazon.com. Yeah.
Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble. Borders.
Wherever you buy your books.
But they're going out of business, so.
Borders is.
That sucks. Everywhere. And you know what? And it's kind of sad. And this is a sidebar. We're going to go through. We're going to do the news and gossip right after this. But I'm actually saddened that Borders is going out of business because I actually used to shop there all the time.
No, why?
Because it's convenient.
He did not.
Because it's
across the
street.
No, he did not. He went
convenient.
To the cafe.
And anytime I need any pointers on.
Pointers. He needed pointers.
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 And on that note, let's just go ahead and throw it over to DJ Jesse, with the
Jenna
news and gossip.
RuPaul's Drag Race star Shangela, aka DJ Pierce, is currently shooting a TV pilot for NBC. Yes, believe it or not, the show is entitled A Man with Two Ends World.
What?
Stars Don Johnson, is written by Sex and the City creator Michael King Patrick.
Michael Patrick King.
I'm dyslexic, I'm sorry.
South Carolina.
Johnson plays a straight Beverly Hills hairdresser and salon owner in his 50s, struggling to stay young and relevant in a place where looks are everything. If the show is picked up, Shangela will become a series regular, portraying an NYC hairstyling transplant trying to make it big in Hollywood.
Right on, Shangi. Go ahead, Shangi.
Boring.
Boo.
You know what? That's good. You know? Hey.
Get yours, girl.
You know what? We don't like Shangi, but... Right on.
I like Shandy, and I think it's great. She's got a show.
And there you go.
This is the biggest of her talents, so this is where she would do best.
Where she belongs.
She can't design. She can't
put
on makeup.
You guys are haters. You guys are all haters.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Right on, Shandy.
She should stick with stand-up comedy.
Right? Oh. That's what I'm saying.
James Vanderbleek. Hosted Logo's fourth annual New Now Next Awards at the Avalon Hotel in Los Angeles last Thursday night. The former Dawson's Creek turned viral video star was carried on stage by none other than the contestants from RuPaul's Drag Race. Attendees were treated by performances from Robin and Panic at the Disco, among others, and a special appearance from Lady Gaga. The show will first air on Logo Monday, tonight.
Wait, it actually aired tonight, and I actually saw a bit of it. It was actually pretty funny. It was good. It's like the Golden Globes. Everyone was drunk. People were just having a good time. They had like crazy awards, and it was a good time. Good time.
My eyes are already glazing over.
I know.
Whatever. I love James Vanderbleek, as Jesse calls him.
I don't want
no
your
one
laugh.
Takes a gander.
Oh,
that.
He's so cute.
Lady Gaga is getting the royal treatment on a new episode of Glee. The hit Fox series will expand a half hour for the April 26th episode, paying tribute to the pop star.
Super.
In a 90-minute episode, members of the New Directions High School Glee Club perform her hit Born This Way and learn a lesson about self-acceptance. Glee, which has been on hiatus, returns with new shows April 19th.
All I gotta say is they one up somebody.
Superstar. Yes.
Britney also has the number one album this week.
Oh, yeah.
Leaving her in third place behind Mariah Carey and Madonna for the most number one albums from a female performer.
Now, Lady Gaga.
Whatever.
Now is this happening?
You know what? My thing is,
in
Britney,
addition,
pop your cooter.
What? Okay. So, Britney, you.
And that's your AfterBuzz TV news and gossip for RuPaul's Drag Race tonight, Monday, April 11th, 2011. Kenny, you better act right.
Don't hold
hello.
It against
hello. Hello.
Leave
hello.
It
hello.
Alone.
Hello.
Leave it alone. Don't hold it against.
Okay, so.
Hmm. Would you
whatever.
Hold it?
Yeah, because she was definitely born.
Oh.
Seriously, Jesse?
Seriously?
I had a crush
Let's steal
you...
Madonna's.
Oh. We were trying to be nice.
What?
No, but about Lady Gaga, not about Britney, but I kind of believe she is 25.
She is 25.
She just doesn't. Well,
and,
I don't
know.
She just doesn't look a good 25.
And my only thing with Britney Spears is that I need you to do, like, be more productive in your album. Don't just sit back, let people write and produce and do everything for you, and then you just get up there and half sing.
And by the way, girl, dance.
And I was gonna say that every time I see her perform,
don't even Jesse.
I'm not gonna cut it off because she has number one album this week, so that overpowers everything. And plus, you have a middle child syndrome right now, so we're just gonna let you do it.
let you do your little tirade.
Go, girl. You go, girl.
You keep it moving,
others feel bad who are number one right now.
Don't
go.
Show them the baby tooth.
Rip it.
You go do it too one day.
What you want
to
say, Kenny?
Jesse, you know what? You used Somebody's to be my cranky. Favorite.
Kenny, you really just tried to come for...
You know what?
You have your queen and I have my queen.
We all play in the same sandbox. And I think my queen trumps your king or jack of spade. Anyway,
first of all, Britney's always had a vagina. Lady Gaga's kind of popping out of
By the way, and this is a knock on Lady Gaga. I was on D-listed, and she totally fell during one of her performances.
Wait, and actually, our very own Maria Menounos got to sit in Lady Gaga's egg.
Really?
That's very exciting.
She said it was actually kind of disgusting.
She got to be in her womb.
Disgusting?
She says small, cramped, and
she didn't get
sweaty.
To wear her beef curtains?
Was it funky?
Oh, people.
She had it on her shoulders.
Jeez.
Like Gaga Nani.
Speaking of Maria Menounos.
I love it.
Speaking of Maria Menounos.
Don't come for
her
the
Poonani. The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
No,
on sale speaking today. Of. So let's go ahead and throw it into the predictions.
Do it.
Let's do this.
Do it.
Predictions for next week.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So, it's safe to say this is the final three. I don't know if they're going to come back with another episode and eliminate somebody else.
Or bring somebody back.
No,
stomp it off.
They've been, you know. So, let's just pick the number three position to go home.
It better be Alexis.
So,
unfortunately, some of us already know the answer.
But we're not going to give it away. I'm predicting Alexis is going to go home the number three.
Then you're not predicting, if you know, sweetie.
I don't know for sure. I just have I have ESPN.
He's pre something.
An inkling.
I have inkling. Okay, exactly.
You better work.
And on that note, that wraps up our RuPaul's Drag Race Season 3, Episode 13, Make That Money.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@afterbuzztv.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.